to Earth, and we've got a question all about thunderbugs. Those are those tiny little insects that arrive in hordes during the summer. They'll home in on anything brightly coloured, whether that's your T-shirt or a football or anything like that. Ian and Julie have written in with this question. What is a thunderbug? We only see them around harvest time. Where do they live the rest of the year? Are they on the moon? They crawl everywhere, into photo frames, behind computer screens, into smoke detectors, which they set off. What are they doing there? Felicity Bedford, you're an ecologist. What are these little things and why do they like doing this?
Yeah, so there's something I come across quite a lot when I'm doing my fieldwork, because they're found all across agricultural land. There's something called a thrip. You might have known about them as being called thunderflies, stormbugs, cornflies, corn lice, thunderblights, harvest flies. There's so many names for these things because they do get everywhere.
I thought I had a dead pixel on my monitor, on my computer.
Yeah, don't squish
them. Because I had this black spot. And then I realised that the dead pixel was moving and it had got behind the glass and in front of the LCD of my computer screen, and there was a dead thing in there. And then it did die, and now I have got a dead pixel, but it's not a dead pixel, it's actually a thunderbug that's died in the screen in front of a pixel. But it looks the same size and shape.
So what are they doing? They're these little insects. Are they helpful or are they just pests? And why do they like getting into these tight spots?
So there's about 6,000 species of thrip, and you wouldn't really be able to tell the difference between them across the world. Because they're so small, but looking at them under a microscope, you'd start to see slight differences between them. And they're basically feeding on plants across all of those different systems. So what you're going to get is some of them are beneficial, some of them are helping with pollination, but that's quite unusual. They're actually largely pests because they damage the developing bits of the plant. The ones which are attracted to your bright colours are flower thrips. They go into the buds of flowers, and that's where they feed and reproduce.
So they're attracted to different kinds of things. So maybe Chris's computer one, is that a computer thrip?
Is it the colours that get them? Is it because my computer screen is a bright source of light,
exactly,
and that's why they just make a beeline, if that's the right word to use?
A thrip line
into the screen.
So yeah, insects that need to feed on flowers are attracted to bright colours. It's a fairly straightforward relationship between the flowers and the insects from that sense.
Well, we can look forward to seeing lots of them this year.